NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, this is Kate Snow. Before the coronavirus pandemic hit, I met with Chef Marcus Samuelson for a drink at Ginny's Supper Club. It's one of the many restaurants he owns. I'm excited to share his story with you now. Marcus has an incredible life story that spans the globe from Ethiopia to Sweden, France, and America. He followed his passion for food and the experience that it can create and is now one of the world's top chefs and restaurant owners. This interview is part of my series, The Drink with Kate Snow. You'll find other conversations with people at the top of their game at nbcnews.com/the drink. Marcus Samuelson.
Yes.
You have over a dozen famous restaurants, award-winning chef. So the big question is, how did you do that?
Wow.
Give me a short answer.
Yeah,
how did you do that?
I can tell you in a short way. I had a lot of help. It was really my parents, my grandparents, and mentors.
Yeah.
Like great mentors that saw more in me.
So what do we have? What is this?
Well, you have to spell it first. That's okay. Your first set. Glug.
So glug.
Yeah. G-L-O. Two umlauts.
Oh, it's the Swedish thing.
Yeah, glug.
Glug.
Yeah, glug.
Am I saying it right?
You pronounce that
glug.
Great. So okay. This is, right? Doesn't it smell great?
It smells so good.
Right? So this is basically like
this is dangerous.
It's like a German Glühwein, right? Leftover red wine, some citrus, cinnamon, cardamom, and in Sweden, they put a lot of vodka in it, too. So,
Is there vodka in this, too?
At least a little bit.
Okay. You are Swedish.
Yeah.
And Ethiopian.
Both.
Swedish-American. And American.
And American, definitely.
You're born in Ethiopia.
Yeah.
You were 3 years old when you got tuberculosis?
Same exact age as my son is right now. My sister and I and mom, we got tuberculosis and... she eventually passed away. She got us into a Swedish hospital.
Your mom, I heard, carried you.
Yeah, walked us from the village all the way into the city.
How far was that?
Oh, it's very, very far, over 20 miles. Yeah.
And she's holding you on her back.
Yeah, and my sister she was 4 at the time. So, extremely tough journey. Got to the city, got to the capital, eventually found us a Swedish hospital.
Just happened to be a Swedish hospital.
Yeah, and that's how, she passes away, but my sister and I survive. And here's really where the story changes, right? Luck, but also you need to see the goodness in others, right? In that hospital, the nurse that takes care of us, she now realizes there's 2 more kids that don't have any parents. She has 3 kids of her own, but she takes us in.
Wow.
And she takes care of us until we get adopted.
You got adopted. By a couple from Sweden.
Yeah.
So they come down to Ethiopia, pick you up, I imagine, take you back to a completely different world.
Yeah. Once I get to Sweden, you're just like a Swedish kid. You play hockey, you play in the snow and all of that stuff.
You adjusted.
You adjusted.
You became Swedish.
Yeah. And I grew up with all our food was homemade, right?
Wow.
And so whether we baked bread, so whether we're picking lingonberries or fishing, that they preserve the fish. There's stuff that my grandmother Helga taught me that we still do to this day. I mean, she taught me how to cure chicken, for example.
Yeah.
Like salt cure chicken, like.
So in your restaurants now.
Yeah, we still use that recipe. We cure it in salt and water.
Love that.
And it firms it up.
I heard that you wanted to be a soccer player.
Yeah.
You still play soccer?
I do.
Okay, for fun.
For fun, definitely.
But you wanted to be like Premier League soccer player, go to the World Cup, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that didn't work out.
It didn't work out. I draw still so much from soccer. It taught me so many things. It taught me teamwork, work ethic I got from home, but also from coach and also from being on the team. It gives you humility. You can work. You realize when you play on a high level that there's always a kid working just as hard or even harder than you.
Yeah.
And it taught me a lot about dreams. I took all that energy and I just started focusing on food. And food really became an escape.
Michelin wasn't in Sweden at that point. We wanted to work in France. I didn't speak French, but I prepared myself, so I started to teach myself French. And I was that kid with walking around with a Sony Walkman, but not with music, with French glasses.
Trying to learn French.
Trying to teach myself French, yeah. And eventually we worked over 30 restaurants, got a lot of no's.
In France, yeah.
And eventually got one yes and got in.
I mean, a lot of people would quit after one or two letters.
Yeah.
Do you think that's one of the things, persistence or whatever that is inside you, that has made you successful?
Persistence really come from a combination of things. Your surrounding, but also that I knew I had support. My parents really support that dream. It was my dream. They supported me.
But you got 29 no's.
Yes, a lot of no's. But
it
was also,
like that.
At the same time, I was out there doing stuff. When I was writing to go to France, I was working in Switzerland. I was working in Austria. I had already been to Japan, so it wasn't that I sat home waiting for that.
So that's another lesson.
Yeah.
Don't wait for it.
It's not going to happen that way. You just got to create your own opportunity.
How do you end up going from Europe to New York?
I was in France, worked in this 3-star Michelin restaurant, and chef really told me, like, listen, your ambition, I don't think it's going to work out for you in Europe. You need to go somewhere. You need to go to America.
We're sitting in Red Rooster's upstairs.
Yeah.
This is like a speakeasy down
here. Yeah, this is Ginny's.
For people who aren't from New York, this restaurant is huge. Everybody knows the Red Rooster in Harlem.
Yeah, we're very fortunate. I always wanted to live in Harlem. I think I was always searching for a community. We're really influenced by the migration and Southern experience of Southerners moving up to the North and really what African-American culture has brought to this country, from jazz to food to music to culture to art, all of it. It's all happening here at the Red Rooster.
How do you describe the journey that you've had?
Well, my journey is shared. You know, food is a place that's, whether you have a drink or whether you share somebody's food, it's better with others and it's shared. From Ethiopia to my grown up in Sweden, where the food was very, very different, right? Pickled herring, meatballs.
Yeah.
Not Ethiopian. Not Ethiopian, exactly, but delicious. But I learned a lot of from my parents and my grandparents and my sisters. We were obviously a family that looked very different in our neighborhood. You know, we grew up in a predominantly white country, and we were there with three little black kids, and our family looked very, very odd and different. But we didn't feel that different because we were surrounded around love.
Who's your hero?
Well, besides my mom, I would say...
Oh, it could be your mom.
Yeah, my mother, and I would say MLK.
Best thing on your menu? Your favorite thing?
Fried chicken.
What's your guilty pleasure? You gotta have one.
New York pizza.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Coffee. You want to bring it in? Tell me what this is. This is Ethiopian coffee. So this is your wife's set, right?
Yes. And then you pour the coffee, right? And then you just add a little bit of butter.
Butter.
And this is a fermented butter that you add into the coffee. So this is instead of
Is it sweet? This is instead
it's salty.
It's salty.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I smell the butter.
Mm-hmm. It's rich.
And there's normally a whole procedure, like a whole tradition of how you serve
Having
the coffee.
Having a cup of coffee in Ethiopia is a 1-hour endeavor, right? Where you drink it, goes fast, but, you know, eating peanuts and popcorn, you're toasting them, you're smelling that, you're pounding them, you bring the coffee to a boil. Like, it's a whole procedure.
It's wonderful. Thank you for sharing that
Thank
with
you
us.
So much.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
This was great. Cheers.
Vacations are always good. Sometimes they're even great. And Celebrity Cruises is about to ruin all of that. Because once you explore with us, you'll never want a vacation any other way. And with new Quick Caribbean Escapes, you'll never want a weekend any other way either. Celebrity Cruises. Nothing comes close. Visit celebrity.com, call 1-800-CELEBRITY, or contact your travel advisor. Ships Registry, Malta and Ecuador.